7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day, and it's a big show tonight. Despite all the pre-match jibber-jabber, the Poms have crashed, you guessed it, at the Gabba, all out for 147, and Monty Panesar is going to give us his thoughts coming up later in the program. And shortly, Scoop, a first on Melbourne Radio. Jeff Brown is going to break his silence and talk to us for the first time since he put his hand up. But we begin tonight where we need to begin, and that is the ongoing saga of Novak Djokovic, whose views on vaccination are well known, placing his position in the Australian Open in serious doubt. We have been talking about this on-again, off-again nonsense for a long, long time. But overnight, it was suggested by the Herald Sun that Djokovic will not only avoid 2 weeks quarantine in Sydney on arrival, but he'll walk straight into the Australian Open unvaxxed because of a medical exemption, making a total mockery, if true, of everything Dan Andrews and Craig Tiley have been saying for weeks. I still can't believe it to be true, but the conspiracy theorists have pushed back hard. A medical exemption at the final hour for the fittest man in the world would read as such a manipulation and exploitation of the system. It would embarrass all involved. Talk about the pub test. This is such an hypocrisy, if it eventuated, you wouldn't get in the door of any respectable hotel. Only this week, Craig Tiley, leader of the Australian Open, said, "There's one thing we know. If Djokovic is playing in January, then he is vaccinated." I take Tiley at his word. I know him well, and I can't believe he would indulge in such a public deception. And as such, I won't believe it to be true. And as for the Premier, well, perhaps he can't recall, but only a month ago he rebuked the Prime Minister, who was pushing for reasonable exemptions for events like the Australian Open to proceed. Andrews wouldn't have a bar of it, strongly stating his view that if it was good enough for working Victorians and spectators to be vaccinated, it was good enough for all tennis players. So, Scoop, it's impossible for me to believe that anyone would support a medical exemption for Novak Djokovic to play in this Australian Open. Welcome to you. What are your thoughts?